Run the track!
Welcome to Foster's Podcast.
Oh, no! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world-famous Foster the Podcast. This is the official show of stand-up comedian Justin Foster and professional life coach Christy Marie Royster. Every week, we bring to you the craziest stories, the best interviews, pop culture news, also dating and relationship advice. Brand new episodes every Monday, available on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes, search for Foster the Podcast on there. Also, check out our website, fosterthepodcast.com, where you can download past episodes. You can email Christy and I and donate to the show. Also, for my stand-up tour dates, visit my website, justincomic.com. And now, enjoy this week's episode.
I brought I like having you on because of the thing that you do where you debunk stuff.
Oh, so now
declick. Yeah.
I haven't done that in a bit.
Do you know about that?
No.
Tell Christy what it is.
So I read clickbait for people, and I just, like, if it's like, here's the one thing you need to know about the new X-Men movie, I'll put Wolverine's in it. That's it. That way you don't have to go through the article.
Right, the 45-page article that makes you click 19 times in order to...
Yeah. I think the longest click I ever had was ten things that you didn't know about American History X, and it took like 46 clicks.
Oh, really?
Damn.
To get through it. Yeah.
What do we not know about American History X?
Oh, they were dumb, dude.
Right. Yeah.
It was just I forgot who turned down the role. I think Joaquin Phoenix turned down the role.
Right. It's always somebody was supposed to be somebody.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. And they put in a lot of research. That's all the other reasons were they put in a lot of research.
Right.
Like, they were like, yeah, everything that meant something in skinhood culture is in this movie.
Right.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know? So you did your due diligence.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, like
that's really special.
Did the job of what you had to do.
Right.
As a script writer.
Except you wrote in skinheads were great at basketball. That's where you messed up.
In the yard, in prison, they probably get good at it.
You think?
Yeah.
You think they play in prison?
Yeah, I don't think they're not doing anything else.
I think they would stick to baseball, man. I think skinheads love as more of a baseball
game. They always show them lifting weights.
Yeah. Then they got to give skinhead bats?
In prison?
I don't think you get bats in prison.
No, they don't even get nerf balls in prison.
You probably
skinheads
don't get bats
are great
in
at Red Rover.
Fact.
Once they get that weird skinhead kick that they do, the little dance that they do. Oh, you're losing Red Rover, man. That's straight to the shins.
That's buggy. Yeah, dude. Nick Guerra is our guest today. Thanks for coming on, buddy.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, your D-Click stuff is the best because it's literally those. That's the thing now. Like, even Yahoo News has become
clickbait. Yahoo's one of the worst because it grabs from other clickbait articles, and then you see the same ones over and over again. You see the same websites that are just built on it. And the funny thing is that when it's like Business Insider, here's what Scarlett Johansson, isn't it? Like, what is Business Insider?
What does Forbes care like why Hulk's not in the new Captain America movie?
Man.
Yeah. So what you'll do is you'll go and you'll read all the articles for people and then post spoilers so they don't have to read it. That's hilarious.
Yeah, man.
It's so great.
Justin just went to go see Civil War, so all of his references are going to be based around comic book characters.
Very Civil War heavy episode this week. Maya, hi.
Say
hi.
Maya's also on this
episode. Maya knows that we're filming now. So
she wants to be in it?
Always. Yeah, this is our second time doing it.
She knew that when you started, she's like, this is where the attention is.
She's got stuff to say.
She's got fans.
Man.
Yep.
You wore your Mr. Funny shirt.
Mr. Funny shirt, man. I bought it.
There you go.
And never had a reason to wear it.
Well, now you do.
Yes.
The world famous Foster the Podcast.
It debuted here.
Yeah. Do you ever just have shirts? You're like, all right, it's $5. I'll get it.
All of my shirts.
I remember this character.
Right.
But I really don't.
Oh, God.
Mr. Funny has a top hat with a flower.
Yeah,
oh, like
it was a
like an old school clown.
Like this guy.
Books.
I remember.
The Mr.
Little
books.
Miss Sunshine. And
Mr. Sad.
Yeah.
Mr. Grumpy.
Yeah.
Was Mr. Grumpy one?
I don't know. Why were all the angry ones men?
There was Mr.
Grumpy.
Was,
yeah. There was a guy with a top. Oh, you have no. That's the flower. There was another guy with a, just a straight up top hat.
Yeah, that was Mr. I'm gonna subsidize your house and no, I don't know.
Mr. Banker.
Mr. Banker.
The Monopoly Man, I think, is what you're referencing.
Yeah, I went to the midnight showing of Civil War last night.
Oh man, and I didn't even know it was already out, bro. That's how much I have not been paying attention to the world.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you've been busy.
I've been busy.
Yeah, dude.
What have you been doing?
Nothing.
Okay.
De-clicking stuff.
Okay.
De-clicking things. Reading clickbait articles.
I just had a lot going on this year. 2 weeks ago, I was on The Tonight Show.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
You were on the goddamn Tonight Show.
On The Tonight Show, man.
That's insane. So awesome.
Congrats.
Thank you. That's thank awesome. You.
What? Okay, let's talk about that for
a
second.
What a check mark.
Wow. The Tonight Show.
Yeah, man. That's... How many of the people in Dallas that we started with do you think they would have gotten, like, they imagined them getting The Tonight Show way before me?
How many people? Yeah. How many people imagine, like, you're like, who do you think is going to be the first one of our group to do The Tonight Show? Nick Cara, what?
No, oh, never. Wow. It would never be him.
So how long did you have, when did you get the call and how long before you filmed it?
I got the call March 25th, I think. Let me see, I can tell you.
It's in your missed calls?
Yeah, it's in my missed calls. I thought I was in trouble. It was a message from my manager that said, call me. I'm like,
Boy.
March 25th.
They called you and they said.
I landed in Billings, Montana to a text that said, call me. I called and they were my manager.
Wait, you were in Billings when you got the call?
Yeah. My manager always likes to, you know, kind of set things up before he says it. So he's like, hey, man, so you've done a lot of good things. You did, you know, that charity show you did, and you helped me out with blah, blah, blah. So I guess good things happen to good people. You got The Tonight Show. I was like, all right.
That dude needs a de-clicker. Just open with that.
Yeah.
So now you know you're doing The Tonight Show, and you got to spend the rest of the week in Billings, Montana, just thinking about it.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't tell nobody.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I just was like sitting there like, oh, if only you knew.
It's your ace in the pocket.
Like, oh, you're welcome, Billings.
Just wait, Billings. 2 weeks from now, you're going to be like, oh, it was just here.
Right. Yeah. You're going to wish you guys would have come out to the show.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So you went to New York.
Yes, sir.
And how long did you have to? I know you've been kind of running the set for a while now. You kind of did you
well,
know what you were going to do?
Preparing it for a bit, man. Like it's so funny if you actually put down the time frame of everything that it took to get to that point. It is such a boring time frame,
right?
We talked about it. I told you every little weird coincidence that happened. But yeah, I've been working on it since probably November, just figuring out what to do for a late night set, not even The Tonight Show, just a late night
just
set.
Just in general. Mm-hmm.
Just in general, right? And I filmed what I thought I wanted to do, turned it in. Thank God the booker is my friend. in his,
right.
He's not like, right. You know, like, oh, I'm going to hook you up. It's
right,
just,
right.
He knows my style, so he's like, all right, that first tape we're not going to do. Right. And I was like, all right, great.
What was the first tape? What did you
submit? It was political jokes.
Okay, because you thought that's what they...
Well, because no, that's what I wanted to do.
Oh, okay.
You
okay,
know,
because okay.
You know, we get to these weird moments as comics where you start debating, like, am I doing material that, you know, is good, or am I just doing material that I'm used to, or am I going to get criticized for always doing this type of material? In the end, I do relationship material.
Right.
That's what I do. So I submitted that political set to kind of like be like, but I could do other stuff. Mm-hmm. And in the end... They wanted relationship material.
They said, that's nice, but...
Yeah.
Right. That's cute.
That's what they knew me for. That's what they like me for. And, you know, so I was like, okay. And I've just accepted that's going to be my route.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just filmed this other stand-up show, and the material that they chose was relationship material.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I submitted things that weren't, and they were like, no, we want this, this, and this.
Right.
I was like, all right.
Okay.
I guess this is me.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know? But the crazy thing is seeing, like, comments where it's like, this guy doesn't know anything about women. Me.
And is that what
yeah, it's always angry women.
Yeah.
Oh, I had to turn this off. Eh. Jimmy, you need to get a better booker. Me.
We always see that shit, man.
Well, I love because you talked about.
I'm going to tell my friend to start doing stand up because he's so much better than you.
Right.
Man.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Tell your friend.
Tell your friend to do it.
Yeah.
Get
him into this terrible game.
Yeah, see them in Billings, Montana. See how they like life.
Yeah.
Are you, were you nervous going into it? Because when you walked on stage, it looked like you were just doing a regular set. Because we've done a bunch of like really good shows together, but done a bunch of like really bad shows together. You going up there just looked like it was like just a regular like.
That's what they wanted me to do.
Yeah, man.
Show. I was like, hey guys. I mean,
you didn't show it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think I had the benefit of all the little things I talked about. Mm-hmm. You know, Jimmy and I have a mutual friend. Apparently, we didn't know.
Who's Jimmy?
Jimmy Fallon.
Okay, thank you. Right. Not all of us have done the Tonight Show.
Mr. Fallon. Mr. Fallon and I have a mutual friend, and that mutual friend sent him an email. Like, when he found out that I was doing the Tonight Show, that friend was like, hey, I just want to let you know that I'm so happy that you have Nick on your show. He's great. I love him. He's one of the best comics I've ever seen. He's in, I just sent it out of his own accord.
And this guy has good standing.
Yeah,
with,
he has great standing with Jimmy. Yeah. Right?
Nice.
With Mr. Fallon.
Mr. Fallon.
Yeah, thank you.
So that eased everything down a little bit. Then I got to perform my whole set and sound check. That eased everything down.
Right.
Right? And then I think the people I had backstage with me were my mom, you know, Christella, Steve. Yeah. And they all had their own way to calm me down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think my mom being
excited.
Huh?
It was all Xanax.
It was all Xanax.
Standing
there. I think my mom being excited took the nerves from me because I let her have the nerves.
Right.
You know, and then I was like, all right, it's just my job to go out here and make them laugh.
Right.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Great. You brought your mom out.
Yeah, man. I flew her out.
Well, yesterday was Mother's Day, so
it's good. Yeah, I flew her out, man.
Oh, my God.
Well, I didn't have to get her a Mother's Day gift. I didn't even call her.
It's a good gift.
Mio, you didn't call me. Yeah, but I took you to the Tonight Show. What do you want?
I took you to Tonight Show, Mom.
You met Jimmy.
Okay.
That's so, oh my God. That's is that why you wore the suit? So you can, if you, in case you did sweat, no one could see
no,
it?
No, I love this. I'm wearing suits now.
It worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love suits.
It played really well on TV.
Yeah, man. Well, because I know how to wear them. A lot of guys don't know how to wear suits.
Right.
I've been doing suits for the past, what, six, 7 months?
Has that changed your comedy?
It's changed, I think, my delivery, and it paces me, and I think the crowd, like, kind of takes me a little bit more serious. I don't know.
No, yeah. No, that's absolutely probably
true.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Do you think it's because, like, you look young and, like...
Yeah, I have a young face, man. I look
And so we're in suits, like, oh, okay, yeah, we could
do.
We could trust this guy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to write this joke where I look like the type of person that needs rules explained to them again.
Right.
That's what I look like. Like, every time I do something, when there's rules, people always direct it towards me. Now, make sure that you never leave the ride during the entire ride.
I was about to say, when you're in a group of people, it's just always you.
It's always me. All right? And we're all going to do this together. But make sure that you just don't go walking around this house. There's a lot of doors that lead to nowhere.
Like, well, you were a wild card for that show. You were kind of a gamble.
I was a gamble,
because,
bro.
Because, you know, the Tonight Show is like, you know, if you look at the lineup, it's like Louis C.K. and Jerry Seinfeld. And it's like people that,
The week before was Andrew Dice Clay.
Right.
And 2 weeks before that was Gabriel. And you know.
So they was like, oh, please do good.
I think everybody was hoping for that. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody was like, all right, let's see.
Let's see what this kid's got.
Let's see if he's going to knock it out, man. Because to be honest, I think they just had another stand-up, but he's huge in like Britain.
Right.
Like, he's huge over there, and, you know, and I'm just saying Britain in general.
Right.
It's probably all of England. I don't know how it breaks down out there. but, like, in my head, you know, that's even a, like, what would be a handicap in the sense of, like, well, yeah, you're huge somewhere else. I was legit not huge.
Right.
Like, I'm debuting. Nobody knows who the hell I am.
Right.
You know, and I'm getting messages from Australia. You're great, mate.
Awesome.
Hilarious, mate.
Are you getting like, are people like, are you getting weird? Are you getting weird people reaching out to you? Are you getting like girls like trying to hit you up right now?
Well, in what way? Like for charity?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
For my penis?
Yeah.
A little here and there, maybe.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But I don't,
because, you know, once you get on TV, like, they start coming out of the woodwork.
It's mostly comics.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
that are hitting me up for work.
And... want you to do their podcast. And,
oh, can you check out my 5 minutes?
Can you tell Jimmy about me?
Yeah, like, no, man. Yeah, there's people that have hit up. Girls, you know what? Not this time.
Really?
Yeah. happened quite a bit with Last Comic. I don't know. Maybe I'm just used to it. Maybe I'm used to the semi, because it's never direct.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, hey, love your stuff. Thought you were funny. You're really cute. And that's it.
And that's it. Yeah. Yeah. And now it's up to you to be like, yeah, cool, thanks. So yeah, what are you up to?
Thanks, girl. I don't know whose age is, and your right. Your profile pic is a flower. Like, thanks. Animated GIF as her
right.
picture and nothing else, and the American flag, and then the Paris flag, and then whatever other tragedy.
Whatever tragedy is your favorite.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, like, there's always been the weird messages here.
It's so crazy to me. Like, I have buddies that, like, they get on TV the first time and it's just, like, out of the woodwork. Where are these, like, who are these girls, man?
Well, it's that, and it's also, but like I said, it's people asking me to, like, hey, I'm trying to be a comic too. Can you send out my GoFundMe page to fund my career?
What?
Yeah,
you
man.
Can do that now.
That's what people do now.
Yeah. Jesus,
people are asking people money to follow this. I'm like, I never did that.
Right.
Right.
No, I'm not gonna send out your GoFundMe page.
Right.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Or don't. Right. You're not supposed to do this.
It's not supposed to be easy.
This right. isn't supposed to happen. You don't get help.
Right.
All right.
You don't get scholarships for comedy.
Yeah. You scrape your knees on the ground. The entire time.
Yeah.
And GoFundMe is the one where you can put up anything, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely
yeah.
anything and have
and
people
you see
it
all
in.
The time. People yeah. just putting up, hey, I'm going to take a trip to California. Can you fund it so that I can, like, no.
Right.
Just yeah. do it yourself and or what, don't. Right. Or don't.
And what do you think is going to happen when you get out there?
Yeah.
You're going to get off the plane and be like, all right, California, I'm here. And I'm going to get a deal and just pay everyone back.
I think that's what everybody
yeah.
thinks. No, it's never pay everyone back.
Oh, you got right. you go for, no, you don't have
no,
to pay them back?
No. GoFundMe. It's just, you. Here's money.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for letting me go to a couple of open mics while I'm in LA.
Dude, I hate that people want the, jump into the game. Just jump into it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Get funny. If you get help, you get help. But don't go searching for the help before you get the thing going.
Right.
Right.
You know, like, whatever.
Take a risk.
Yeah, take a risk.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like if you were to be in a band and you started a GoFundMe account because you want like...
But you hadn't written a song.
You have no songs. You don't even have a guitar yet. You're like, I kind of want to start going to concerts.
It's like, no, man.
You know what I mean?
Go live on the Sunset Strip and
just see.
Like, no.
Yeah. I really want to... yeah.
You're going to come out here with pros. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you're going to come up to them, hey, so how do I get into this thing?
Right, yeah.
It's like, oh, how'd you get out here? What have you been doing? Nothing.
Excuse me, Dave Grohl. I also want to be a musician. Can you pass my GoFundMe account?
Right.
But yeah, you get things like that. You get the random girls. You're cute. I get that a lot. I really don't. Yeah, it doesn't go past that. I don't play around with it too much.
Yeah. What about, okay, so you mentioned like girls that were mad because you talked about women on TV.
Oh, yeah, man. Bitter bitches.
Was there a particular bit that they just didn't like? Or
oh,
was
anytime you mention anything about women, some women just immediately, they just hate you.
Right.
And they don't even, to the point where I'm trying to write a bit about it now.
Uh-huh.
Because like the Tonight Show, they told me I couldn't say chicks.
That's crazy to me. That's
right?
weird to me.
And, yeah?
And, okay.
And because chicks is offensive. Right?
Is it?
But this is what I figured out. Chicks is offensive to chicks. Chicks hate the word chicks.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
chicks are the ones that get offended the most. They're the ones that are like, you don't say anything about me.
Right.
Women don't care.
Right.
Chicks are the ones that are like, oh, why are you even saying anything about me? You don't even know what how it is to be a girl. Like, women are like, hey, I got things to do.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I could care less.
I could care less. Yeah. That's actually funny. I know that.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I've been drunk. I know that. I know how that is. But it's all these girls or these people that are like in their little rooms taken care of, you know, and they are not in the world and they go on YouTube and they watch comics and they're like, none of these things should have been in my house. And they just go off, you know, and then it's some dude trying to make himself. There's always the internet commenter that tries to make himself look like a Casanova. Well, you know, if you treat women properly, then you know, blah, blah. Dude, you really, when's the last time you got your dick touched?
Right. Okay. Right. Yeah.
There's nothing proper about getting your dick touched.
Right.
No woman puts on on white gloves and says, "You're ready for your dick to get touched?" Like, there's nothing proper about
that
it.
Needs to be a shirt.
All right. But
you're
there's
right.
always those internet Casanovas, man. Yeah. They piss me off the most.
Yeah.
Guys
the
online.
Dudes, the sellout dudes.
The sellout dudes.
They cross the line.
You know, these weird, like, I'm really a feminist. Like, no, you're not.
Right.
Right.
You're not a feminist because you're saying it. You're actually playing down women because you're like, see, I relate to women.
Yeah.
You want to know how to relate to women? Fucking work with them.
Yeah.
And just be a human being with them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true feminism. Right there. It's just like, you know, I respect everything you do as a woman.
Right. Not right. pandering.
I'm not going to tell you that, hey, I know how to be around women.
Right.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's like anything. People pander, and it's the dumbest thing ever. Like, you know, my whole beef with the political debate right now or the presidential debate is like, let me relate to Latinos. Why?
Right.
Be an old white person. Mm-hmm. Just be that. Mm-hmm. Don't relate to us. We don't need you to relate to us.
Right.
I
right.
need you to relate your policies.
Right.
Go figure out what you need to do with China. Don't come here like, so are we all having watermelon with salsa? Right. Like, don't yeah, relate yeah, to yeah, me. Right. Get yeah, out yeah. of here, man. Yeah. I don't need this.
Yeah.
And that's my beef is like people don't realize that pandering, you're putting somebody underneath you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The minute you say, I relate to you. Oh, OK, because you have to go the extra step to relate to me.
Right. Right.
You
yeah,
know?
No, and it's manipulative.
It's manipulative.
Yeah.
Right.
And notice how they don't say it about certain groups because they know that group will get pissed. Nobody's going to be like, I relate to black people.
I know.
They're yeah. not going to say that.
Right.
Because a black person will put you in their place. Like, oh, really?
Right. You know? There's no guy on YouTube like, I relate to black people. That. I've seen Boys in the Hood. Like,
yeah, man.
9,000 dislikes.
Oh, God, don't do
man.
That.
You ever see dudes just get owned on the internet? That's my favorite thing
oh,
in
I
the
love
world.
It.
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to be, like, the hero, and then it just gets turned
I love
the
it.
Wrong.
Well, that's yeah. my whole right. de-clicking.
Right, yeah.
It happens on my page. The good thing is that people don't know it's me.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So people just anonymously comment and go off on each other, and then I'll throw in my little 2 cents, and I'll knock down their like, beliefs or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, so...
Awesome.
That's beautiful.
Awesome. That
yeah,
was really
man.
Good dating advice that you gave in a nutshell.
About what?
About just dating in general. Don't pander to people.
Yeah.
Don't try to tell them what they want to hear. Just be a human
just
being
be a
with
human
the other
being,
human
and if
being.
If it matches, it matches. Because here's right. the thing. Like, whoever you're sitting across from,
yep.
the end goal is you want to put your penis in them. You want to put your vagina on them.
Right.
right? And if this doesn't match, no matter how much you lie.
Right.
Right.
Hey, you know what? It just isn't meant for me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know,
right.
you're a beautiful person. Apparently, we don't have the same beliefs.
Right.
I'll just have to put my penis away.
Yeah, I'll yep. put it back
you
in
put
its
your
holster.
Vagina away,
yeah.
and
yeah.
we'll just move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's the thing is that people get so caught up in, like, this weird, like, achievement of, I need that person.
Mm-hmm.
I need that person that they
right.
put, I'll say anything. Don't say anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Just tell the fucking truth.
Right.
And then you'll decide. Don't lie to a chick.
Right.
Don't lie to a dude.
Right.
You know, like, just throw it
right.
out there. Be honest. And then you both will match up. And here's the crazy thing is that someone will match up with your dumb insecurities, your dumb interests, your dumb look. You
yep.
know, like,
right.
you're like you're, yep. you're, the way you squeak with your voice. Somebody's going to be like, I love that. And
right.
you're just,
yeah.
and you
yeah.
fuck
yeah.
them and you have squeaky voice sex. And you're happy together.
Yep.
It's
you
know
fucking
what I'm saying?
So true. Because if not, then 6 months later, what happens is people try to mold the person that they've tricked into this relationship
yeah.
Yeah.
into being the person that fits with who they truly are.
Yep.
And the person on the other
That's
end
so
is
true.
Like, what the fuck? I didn't sign up for that. That's not who the hell I am.
Because eventually that facade, like, it deteriorates.
Yeah,
yeah it goes
this,
away.
The show
yeah.
that you've put on and this. And that's why, and we've talked about this show, like, we hate, like, nice guys, like the overly nice guys. And, like,
nice
eventually that.
Nice guys are lying to themselves.
Yeah. Those are the guys that are going to cheat on you 9 times out of 10.
But they're also, like, it's funny. You see all the memes, and it's written by all these high schoolers that are like, where are you going to go out with the douchebag when the nice guy's on his team? Saying, please, I love you. Don't be so fucking weak.
Right.
You want to be a good person.
Good person.
Go right. get a good job. Get some good interest. Get a life.
Yep.
That's all what, that yep. matters.
That's
get
what we talked
life.
About on the show.
The end,
yep.
man.
Yep.
Get your own stuff going
Stop
on.
Stop being like,
yeah.
but I worship the women. Get out of here, man. Because no woman, like, okay, yes, women want to be respected. But no woman wants you to worship them.
Right.
They don't want to walk around the house. You're like, yes, my queen, you're here. Because then it sounds patronizing. Yeah. Like, is the eggs ready? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yes,
it's terrifying. It's annoying as shit, and you don't want to be with someone that you don't respect, which I'm sure goes both ways.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you ever been with a girl
who has
presented themselves to you to try to impress you, but you can see right through it, or eventually you see right through it? An example would be like comedy, like knowing that you do comedy, so trying to relate to you about comedy and talking about comedy and going to comedy clubs all the time.
Oh, that's anybody, man.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, when people try to talk about comedy with me and it's like they're not comics, I'm just like, you know, because they always start the same way. So who's your favorite comic? Uh-huh. I'm like, who's yours?
Right.
Because any answer I give you, you're going to be like, oh, well, I was hoping you'd say, like, they have an answer in their head that they're hoping for.
Uh-huh.
And then you just say whoever they say, like, oh, I love blah, blah, blah. Yeah, me too. He's great. And then you move on.
Right. You know? Roll your eyes. Yeah.
But no, I don't have that. I don't think girls try as hard to relate.
Okay.
You know, I think they do. I think girls set out a mission statement. Like, I was talking to a friend on her podcast about this, and she's like, you know, I freak out guys. I go to dates with them, and they talk about, like, you know, like, they ask, so what have you been doing?
Mm-hmm.
And then I mean, what have I been doing? I've been doing five things. I do this. And I was like, that's your problem, is that you're saying all five things. Just say one thing.
Mm.
Right.
And then the next date, say the other thing. And then the next date, say the other thing. Don't just throw it all out there. But they need to know. I'm like, no, just say the one thing.
Right.
And that's fine. And let it sit and talk about it for a little bit. And then next time when they get to know you better, throw it out, because it overwhelms people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's like, I told them, it's like going into a general meeting to pitch yourself as talent.
Mm-hmm.
When the person across from you, agent, manager, executive, whatever, is like, so what do you want to do? Well, I would love to host or maybe write a sitcom. I don't know. I love acting, sketches. I'm thinking about directing. You know what? I'm really good with sound. I've heard great things.
Right.
They're all going to be like,
we don't know what to do.
Yeah. Like, we don't. Oh, okay. But if you just say, yeah, I want to be an actor. Oh, great. Oh, okay. We can start there. And now we're talking.
So be specific.
Be specific.
All right. Pick a major.
Just pick a thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think, like, whereas guys pander, women, like, they set up the entire, here's my entire platform.
Right.
You know, and it's like, whoa, slow
present
down.
Present credentials.
Let me put everything out there just to let you know that this is not what I do. I don't do that. Like, it's like,
here are my highlights.
And you don't have to be there. If you're not into sports, don't be the chick that puts on the sports because your guy likes sports. Just don't be into sports.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't have to, like, I do comedy. The girl that I'm seeing right now has no idea about comedy. I could name comics. She's like, I've never heard of them. And I'm like, I love that
so
much.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, dude, we were at the show the other day and Bill Burr popped in. She was like, Bill Burr. I'm like, what? That's so awesome.
And she's just like, that's a funny name. Bill Burr. That's two B's. I can see why he's a comic.
Like, that's amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, man. It's the truth.
Don't fake it.
I mean, you know, like,
I don't pretend to like Sex in the City or shopping, you know?
No.
Those are the only two things I can think about women now off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, that's,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't fake it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know what you mean.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Well, okay, so the question is, what do you think about, because I got an email, I got to pull it up. Basically, it was, let me see if I can find it. What are your thoughts about women that are too aggressive when it comes to flirting and wanting sex? I think Justin had mentioned that a girl that was too forward was a turnoff, and I tend to agree. Why do you guys think that guys want sex but don't always want it thrown at them from a stranger? Why do you think that we back away from that?
Aggressive approach.
Like when a girl is like...
What was the aggressive approach on yours?
You said you were into it. We talked about it last week,
man.
And we were talking about women who instigate sex.
Instigating sex in a relationship setting.
Right.
I think this was referring to, at one point, like when you're at a bar and the girl is like, are you going to come get this or what? You know, and it's too forward, and I kind of push back a little bit.
I have.
Do you? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have for years, man.
Really? Why do you think that is?
I remember after one show, this girl came up. Well, I'll tell you this reason is why I pushed back. This one girl came up to me after a show. She's like, yeah, you're really funny. You're really great. You know, so I kind of have sex with people. I have sex, you know, I've had sex with them. I've had sex with that guy over there.
Wait, people that were in the room?
Yeah. With his twin brother, and I've had sex. You know, just
like
talking, whatever, right?
Like,
you know, sex with that, you know, whatever. And then she finished up her little pitch with, and I guess we're not going to have sex because you haven't said anything about it. So I'll just go. And I'm like, all right. Yeah, it's like, that's not how you pitch sex.
That absolutely.
I don't need to know what you've done.
Don't pitch sex.
Yeah. But, you know, maybe she just didn't know how to approach it. Maybe she, that's the thing, is that we get a weird perspective on people because people come to us unfiltered after a show.
Right.
Because they think we're their friends.
Right.
And that we're ready for whatever craziness they want to spout to us. So you get the girls that are overly aggressive, right, where it's like, yeah, I like banging, I bang, I bang, I bang. Right.
Because
right?
we're on stage talking yeah. about crazy shit.
Then you get, right. But not really, but they think so. Right. And yeah, then yeah. you get the dudes that are like, I do coke. You want to do coke? No, how about fishing? All right, we'll go shoot something. Right. Like, you're yeah, like, yeah, okay, yeah. I don't, yeah, I've had that. All right. Yeah. Like that extreme I've had. You yeah. want to do some coke? No? Well, then let's go fishing. Okay. Like I've had that.
Yep.
Like that's the other option.
The same, yeah.
They
yeah.
lock onto something that you said in your act, and the whole time they're like, "Oh, I'm going to talk to him about that." And it's like, yeah. and it's like, wait, what are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah. And so we get that unfiltered. I don't know if people get that. Like, I don't, since I'm not in this regular world, mm-hmm. I don't know how aggressive women really are with just a dude standing around. But
like if
I will
you're just
say
a dude
this:
chilling at a bar. I don't know.
I've had, you know, like, yeah, there's times when it's just been, I don't know. Like, I'm at that weird point where I have to figure out if all the insanity that will come with it mm-hmm. is worth it.
Okay, so you have to weigh out the pros and the cons.
I have to weigh out the pros yeah. and the cons, man.
That means you're getting older.
I'm getting older. I called you the other day. I called
yes.
you the other day.
I didn't
day.
Know if you wanted to talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'll okay. talk. I'll all talk right. about all the crazy chicks.
Okay, right? all right.
Okay, I'll talk about one, and then we'll get to that one. Like, one girl that I've known for a long time, like, kind of threw herself at me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And she was throwing herself back at me back in the day, but she kind of made it more aggressive. And in my head, I'm like, you know what? We've known each other for so many years, like almost a decade plus. We shouldn't.
Because you guys are already friends.
Yeah. Well, also it's like you're not saying the right things. Like, it's just not.
Okay.
You know, if I did this, it would be me just doing it
mm-hmm.
versus this is something I want to do.
Okay.
You know,
that's
like,
fair. Yeah.
Yeah. And that, to me, that's a lot. Like, I can't just be something that I'm just doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, no, I want to be in this. Let's have this moment. Because it's just something I'm just doing.
Right.
The fuck is it for?
There's other stuff
for
you could
her
be
pleasure?
Doing.
Right. To be like, yeah, yeah, I was with Nick Guerra. He was on The Tonight Show.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some girls won.
Right.
No, not really. So I called you up the other day.
Yes, I got a call from Nick late on a Monday night or a Sunday night or like, something. And I was
yeah,
like,
yeah,
okay.
I was like, can I call you?
Yeah.
His girl just flat out, like, texted me.
Which, by the way, side note, it's so crazy that now I'm now the guy that people call for
with relationship
yeah,
advice.
Yeah,
dude, I was like, who do I? yeah. Justin will know. Like,
a few years ago, the advice I would have given you would have been a lot different than when I gave you Sunday night.
Yeah, but then, but a few years ago, yep. I think we would have been on the same right. thought of like, okay, right. all
I'll
right.
I'll go with you. Pick me up in 30 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, all right.
Yeah, so you
man,
call me.
I called you about this girl who texted me, you know, hey, you want to bang later? And we'd never had sex, right?
Okay.
I never had sex with this girl.
Right.
Okay.
Opening text.
I didn't know if it was on the table before that or if it was just in plain sight. I don't know where this started.
Sure.
But I just know that text was there.
Okay.
And I was like, all right.
You stay like, your phone for a second.
Oh, man. And in my head, I'm like, you know, I got a meeting in the morning, and mm-hmm. I've got to finish that script. And I, like, in my head, I'm like, I've got so many little things that I need to do. I need to de-click articles.
Right.
You know, like, this this is going to take a lot of things yeah. for me to just say, all right, well, then I'm putting all this aside.
Right.
You know, I need to come up with a funny meme. I have work to do as a comic. Right.
Right.
And so I looked at the text, and I was like, ooh, right. And I called you. I don't know why I called you, but I knew you would have the answer.
Right.
Okay.
For some reason, just you had the answer.
That's who popped in.
And I was like, all right, man, here's all the red flags. And I started mentioning everything that I know about the girl.
Right.
And there's a lot of red flags, and I don't want to say it, but I'll tell you, just cut it out.
Okay.
All right? And then if,
we'll bleep it. Yeah, yeah,
bleep
yeah.
Bleep it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So she's and you can't put any of this part definitely not even beep. This is gone. And I'm just like, all right.
Right.
You
right.
know?
Yeah.
And just little things like that.
Yeah,
where it's
that's
like,
a lot of red flags, dude.
Yeah, man. She's 25.
Yeah. Okay.
She's 25.
So you had all these red flags presented
right?
to you.
Yeah,
and,
man.
And as I think that as you were saying them to me on the phone, I think as you were saying them, you're like, yeah, these are pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Because I heard that like click in your voice. You're like, okay, this and then this. And you're like, yeah, I probably shouldn't do this, should I?
Well, you need to hear it out loud.
I know.
Because when here's the thing, people think a shit storm just hits.
Right.
No,
right.
It slowly comes in. You see it on the pasture. You're like, I think that's a shit storm. And then it comes close. Is it going to hit us? And then you're in the shit storm.
Right.
And then it passes, and you're like, that was a shitstorm. Like that, people, it just doesn't hit. Yeah. Everything is just comes at you. You're like, I don't know.
Yep. Yep. And so my advice was, so you had this girl who's throwing sex at you, which is awesome. Oh, that's great. That's what we want. But then you're presented with what could go wrong later.
Yep.
And there was a lot of things that could go wrong later.
And a big
would it
thing
be worth
is,
it?
A big thing is, for me, how crazy is a girl?
Right.
And how quick can she get to your house?
Yes.
And how? And what are her office hours of crazy? All right. Now, most women work in the office hours of 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Right.
And in that time, they go to work and then maybe crazy at the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
But when you get a girl that can be crazy at 4 in the morning,
that's
a risk.
Yeah, that's overtime crazy.
4 in the morning crazy is a risk, man.
No night
that's
shift
where you
crazy.
Have to. Yeah, you
no
can't,
night,
no
shift,
night
crazy.
Shift crazy.
You can't have night shift crazy. Yeah. And night shift crazy is the ultimate, like, I can't.
Right. Yeah.
Because nothing's worse, and I've had it. Nothing's worse than the knock on the window from a girl at 4:30 in the morning. And you're like, "What the fuck?"
Oh, you've had that?
Yeah, man.
What did they want?
To talk to me.
No.
And you're just like, "Wow, does this make any sense to you?" And you know, it makes sense to
night shift crazy.
Night shift crazy.
Yeah. So you weighed.
That's friggin' unfortunate.
That's great that you weighed the pros and the cons.
You have
and you're like,
to,
you know what? I think I'm gonna pass on this.
Yeah,
I'm pass.
Right.
There's way too many beautiful girls out there.
Right. 3 years ago, we'd be like, yeah, just do it.
Yeah. And it's the whole like even the ranking of. I think every guy asked me because when I kind of like talked to him, how cute is she?
Right.
Because that's also in the ranking.
That's huge.
And
yeah.
I'm like,
that's a big factor.
Yeah. It's like, well, because if it's ridiculously hot. You might give it a little bit more leeway, but here's the problem. Ridiculously hot usually also comes with, you know, unknown problems. Things you don't see. Things you catch.
Right.
Ridiculously hot
has
had a lot of alpha males that just put their dick and whatever on them as much as, because that's exactly who alpha males go for, ridiculously hot.
Right.
And when they grab them, they find them, I'm going to get you. Don't disappear. You know, that's alpha males like, I better bang this out now and hopefully get a baby in her and then move on.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah, but that is, that's the problem is that if you ever meet a ridiculously hot chick, they've had the worst sex ever. They're not good at sex because all they had is they've only had dudes bang them. They don't have dudes making love to them.
That's interesting.
They have dudes banging them because the guy has to get it done.
Okay.
Because it's his chance.
Right. With the chick.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like
that's
a lot of
super interesting.
A lot of hot, like hot girls.
Right.
They have no rhythm. They don't know what to do. They kind of think they know what to do, but they don't. Because they've never had a dude like, I'm just going to treat you right. And to be honest, it's either ridiculously hot or even in the youth stage, you know, like if it's like 19 to 23, most of those girls have just been straight banged.
Right.
Well,
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Right.
So they don't know what's going on. They don't know how to do much.
Right. And I think that's why younger girls like older guys, too, because they're like, oh, okay, this guy knows what he's doing.
They know the little rules. They're like, okay, so this is for like 5 minutes, and then that's for 5 minutes.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And then, you know, I'll try it and do a dance. Hey. Then I'll lay there.
Because everyone's still figuring it out.
And he'll let it go. And that's the way sex is supposed to be.
Right.
That's my theory.
That's a really good theory. Yeah. That's fucking hilarious.
Oh, I think about it too much.
Yeah.
But that's the whole thing. Like, yeah, you know, like you start factoring in all those things. Everything comes with a benefit. And in the end, you just want somebody like, look, I have to be able, if anything comes from this, I have to be able to stand you.
Right. Yep. Because, and we've talked about that before, even the hottest girl, like, eventually, you have to see her in the morning. Right. You have to take her to meet your parents. Yeah. You've got, and if she's just an absolute nightmare, it's like hot goes away really fast if you can't sit in a car with them on a road trip for fucking 8 hours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a really interesting point. All right. So, we're kind of on that subject. Let's do this this click article for 10 things that seriously turn guys off.
Seriously, turn guys. Number four is a deal breaker. They always put
it's
that.
Always
they
that.
They always
right?
put number four is really a deal breaker.
So this is an article I found. It's kind of one of those D-click articles that
it's
you do.
It's on Cosmo.
And I want to do it
live. I just want to
state
that.
Frank Cobola.
I love it. Number four is definitely a deal breaker.
It's definitely a deal breaker. We'll okay, Frank.
Okay, so this is an article that Cosmo posted. We're going to have you D-click it live for our listeners.
10 things that seriously turn a guy's off.
Number one, faking your orgasms.
Very, very obviously. Which, how does that even make sense?
I think if a girl fakes her orgasm to so you kind of wrap it up is one thing, but then if she's just screaming and yelling and hitting the wall, you're like, yo, I know I'm not that good. I think that's kind of what this is saying. If we can't tell, that's one thing, but if we know you're faking it and you're overly zealous selling it like a used car salesman.
First of all, fuck Frank, because if we can't tell, that's fine. Like, whatever, I'll just roll over and go to bed.
Well, yeah.
Like, I don't really care if you're pleasured or not, but the problem is that if I actually know that you're faking it, then I really hate it.
Like, number one could have stopped at faking your orgasm.
Right.
Yes. That's where you stop that.
Right. So,
very, very obviously is Frank sucks. Frank, you're putting too much too much into this, all right? I've had a girl who was very complimentary in bed, and I was like, yo.
Right, yeah.
Then every time she was that complimentary, and I was like, well, maybe.
Right.
Yes.
And then after a while, after a few more times, I was like, well, you know what? If that's her experience with it, I'm not going to bust her bubble. So I started, just letting her have her own.
Because what are you going to say? Hey, I think you're enjoying this too much.
Yeah,
you can't say that.
Can you calm down, please?
Right. Relax.
If we stop a kid from watching Iron Man to try to jet propulsion himself.
Right. Yeah.
You gotta let them have that moment.
See, he made the Captain America reference.
There you go.
Just let them. And if that's how they get off.
Yeah.
Then same thing with a girl. If she does that to orgasm or whatever, and to make you think that you're knocking it out, like, oh, I'm going Iron Man on you. Are you gonna stop her? Ladies, do that more.
Oh,
do that
God.
More.
I just love that. Nick made the Captain America reference.
Wouldn't
it
be great,
me?
Though, if a woman did do that, right when she orgasms? Whoa! and you know it's fake, but fuck it.
Right. So okay with it?
Right.
Yeah, man. If she did that, I would finish and laugh, and it would be great. Okay, go ahead.
Number two, playing hard to get.
Which is dumb.
Yeah.
What do you want them to play?
Yeah,
because the next thing is playing easy to get.
Right, playing easy to get, which is obviously
there's
not.
No in between. But I okay, Frank, I'll say this. There is a problem with women that leave too much to the imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are girls that give you nothing.
Right.
But in their head, they think it's everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's some girls that don't realize, and guys, that their demeanor is just blank.
Right.
But in their head, they're like, yeah, I'm really giving him the vibes.
Right. Ooh, the blank slate. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they're just there just.
Yeah.
It just comes kind of
cracking
to
a smile.
Like the Simply Irresistible video.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if a girl started dancing like that, then you'd be all right, maybe she's into me. Go ahead.
The point is just be authentic and respect yourself, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to put up more barriers than necessary to try to prove what kind of woman you are, and you don't need to be easy to try to prove what kind of woman you are. Just do what's comfortable to you.
Yeah, and if you want to play hard to get, do it. Play hard to get.
I like number four.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, number four is a deal breaker.
Number four is a deal breaker. Number four, talking in a baby voice.
Okay, but how baby?
What do you put an age?
Five
an age bracket
or
on
two?
An itty baby?
Are we going?
I like spaghetti or?
I'm pretty sure neither of those are okay.
Yeah, you're talking in a baby pitch will scare your boner to death. Are you kidding me?
Does daddy want a little bit of this?
I don't like it.
Like, Whoa. Never. I don't want to be reminded of kids.
Right. Oh, I know. Making them.
Yeah.
Or,
don't do a baby voice.
General rule. Right.
Yeah, yeah. Number five, sending him tons of selfies.
Yeah.
I've never had that happen.
What, you, what, too many or at all?
No, I don't think I've had a girl send me too many.
That's a lie.
Selfies.
Oh, too many. Oh, okay. Yeah,
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 like
yeah.
Not tons.
Right.
Of selfies.
Right.
Yeah. I've appreciated. I don't know. Like, okay, first off, what girl is taking all those selfies and sending them directly to a dude?
Yeah.
And not putting them on Instagram? So this is bullshit, Frank.
Right. Right.
Maybe girls,
Snapchat.
These girls are already putting them on. Right?
I was
they're already
there with
them.
You. Yeah.
They
yeah.
only send you the ones they really like or the ones to choose from, but they both, they're the top.
But
two.
Why?
Like, what about this one or this one?
Right.
You know?
Isn't that bad? You get a selfie from a girl and you're like, oh, this is nice. And you look on her Instagram account and she's already posted it. Like, what?
Yeah,
I thought that was for me.
Well, I think I've helped some girls caption their selfies. And then I'm like, that's their little shout out to me, I guess.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What about this one? And what should I say? I'm like, ah, say this.
Boom goes the dynamite.
That's such a bizarre service you offer.
No.
I'm a bizarre dude, man, I guess.
What would be the purpose of – are they talking about, like, sexy selfies?
No, it looks
this
like,
just like Starbucks
a selfie for
cup.
You.
Yeah.
See, I don't – why would you send that to somebody?
That's what I don't get. That's why I don't get Frank. I think Frank is doesn't realize he's been friend-zoned.
Right.
Like, that's the thing.
Roll friend-zone Frank.
Because here's the thing, friend-zone Frank. Girls ain't sending me some bullshit ass selfies.
Nope.
They trying to get me
nope.
to pay attention to
yep.
them.
Yeah, yeah. I don't
I
get
a picture yeah. from a chick. I'm like, yo, I know what you sent this for. You in bed looking all crazy
yep.
sexy.
Yep, I know. Number six, acting fake. This goes for anything, whether it's pretending to be interested in something you aren't. Oh my God,
we
just
that.
Talked
there
about
go.
That. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which that's a deal breaker,
or,
the obvious one.
Or acting sexually adventurous when you're not, acting extra prude just because you think we'll like it.
Oh, we just killed it.
Yep, that was exactly yeah. what we just talked about. Thank you, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
Number seven, surprising us with new sex moves, and that's in quotations. Surprising us with new sex moves. There's a difference between wanting to try a new position you read about and just
jamming your finger
into our asshole without warning.
Well, yeah.
Well, that is a very specific sex move, Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Frank's had some digits.
No
in there.
Rape-related yeah. sex moves is probably just a good way to put that.
But then also, I think people have talked about it before. If your wife or girlfriend that you've been dating for a long time comes home with a new sex move, you're like, are you cheating? Like, where
really?
Did you learn
is that?
Is that
where your brain...
Yo, how did you get good?
Yeah, where did you learn that?
How did you
that?
Get good at this?
Yeah.
Is that where your brain initially
That's where
goes?
Rappers go, and we've been listening to rappers for years.
Our entire lives.
Our entire lives.
Mm-hmm. You don't think
There's
that
a whole
she
song
like...
Exhibit has, yo, where the chorus is basically, I don't know the exact, but it's like, I'm fucking girls out here so that when I come home, I could treat you better.
Yeah.
So that you know I'm doing you right.
No.
Yo, girl, yeah. I'm fucking girls out here so you know I'm doing you right.
No, Exhibit.
But they always talk about like I bang your girl and then send you back to your man. It's like that's like in our head since we were young. So if a girl comes home and she just starts doing crazy
shit.
Yeah,
and
shit,
it's like, yo, wait, you got that Tigger move. What
right.
the fuck?
Yeah.
The one he's talking about in the song. Yo, I like when a girl puts a head in between her legs. Like, whoa, Tigger, that doesn't make sense.
That's where, I think that's where dudes' heads go.
Well,
so.
You guys
surprising
are the
us
worst.
With new sex moves. Yeah. I think.
If you've been in a relationship for that long, you don't think that your chick just like, maybe she looked something up or friggin' went on stupid Cosmo to find some nonsense.
Maybe.
Or...
Stupid ass Frank saying,
she, yeah.
jam a finger in his anus.
Yeah.
Just Frank straight right. to she's banging someone.
Nah. You know what? I'll say this. There are certain sex moves that a girl can pull off where you're like, okay, that is an easy one.
Right.
To kind of pull off the bounce.
Yeah.
Ooh, all right. Ooh, I see
I
that
like the bounce.
Yeah, yeah, dude. When they boot, they kind of like do the bounce, and some can't do the bounce.
Right.
But when they like, whoop, and they bounce.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right. That's not hard to figure out.
Right.
You know, you take one Zumba class, and you kind of got a bounce going. Right.
Right. But if she comes home and stands on her head,
and she does the Iron Man. Yo, you fucking Tony Stark?
Oh, my goodness.
She does the Iron Man. We got questions.
This week's episode brought to you by Civil War.
Civil War. In theaters now. Number eight, teasing us with the prospect of sex. It's not fun when you hold sex over our head if we only get it as a reward and not because you also enjoy it. Yeah, that's a big one. Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. I think it's more of a married thing too, right? You do the yard, I'll give you a little bit of this.
That's a 80s joke problem.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, Frank, do you write for Mad About You? Is that what you write for? Frank
used to write for Everybody Loves Raymond.
Am I right, guys?
Number 9 is great.
Why are you putting a finger in my ass?
I agree with
my
number
Raymond
nine.
Impression. It's didn't great. Work. Was it bad? Okay,
no,
cool.
It was good. Trying to be quirky.
Oh, I hate quirky.
Especially now because of the... Oh, they said it right here. Yeah,
Zoe
yeah.
Deschanel?
Yeah,
oh, exactly. Dude, I hate... I was watching one of the episodes of Louie where, you know, he went on a date with a quirky girl, uh-huh. And I hated every moment of it. Yep. And I'm like, I can't stand that girls... put us through that stupid fucking marathon of ridiculous shit of, hey, let's just go to a costume shop. Woo!
Yes.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
You know what I go to Starbucks for? The water.
Yeah. I had a girl read my star chart on a first date one time out here. It's the way, you know. And
like,
it was
we get it.
Real weird. Number 10, the last one, acting dumb for attention. Dumb doesn't equal sexy. Drop this immediately because you're so much sex. You're just being you.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yep.
Girls are dumb. That's the thing, man. Number 10, girls are already dumb.
All right. Cult.
Okay.
be real, girl.
Oh, right.
Oh, does it hurt your dumb head? girl, you're going to be all dumb and hurt?
Fucking boring.
You're going to get some more YouTube comments on this
right,
one.
That's it.
Right. I knew it. I'm going to have my friend be a guest on a podcast.
You know, the way to treat a real woman is to give them an IQ test and actually enjoy the answers that they give. And everything a woman says is not a definite. It's a theory, and it's a thing that you should discuss with yourself and where it sits in your life.
Oh, my
gosh. I'm Frank Bobolo.
We lost what was left of our female audience on this.
I love women.
We know you do.
Dude, I love women.
Dude, thank you so much for coming on the show
today.
Thank
you for having me, man.
We appreciate it. We're going to throw your clip up on our website so people can see you crush it on the Tonight Show. How can people find you?
NickGuerra.com at NickComic.
And Instagram, Twitter.
Instagram, Twitter, at Nick Comic.
Nick Comic, everything's Nick Comic. Man. You're on tour. You're going to be, you're always everywhere.
I'm going to be in Dallas next week.
Are you? Oh, nice. Where are you going to be at? You're going to plug that. You're going to be there, Thursday?
Hyenas Plano, Thursday through Saturday.
Yeah,
it took me a second. I was like, which one? Yeah, next
All right,
week.
We have a lot of listeners in that area.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah. I'll be in Plano.
Yeah. Go to.
I want you to invite all the dumb girls.
Just throw shit at them.
And I'll be like, and they'll get it. They'll get every joke. You girls ever been. Blah, 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 and
yeah. He's so funny.
You're so cute.
That was almost a good baby voice right there.
Yeah, I tried to put it all together.
Oh. Well, I'm going to be in Dallas I haven't been forever. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, May 27th, right?
May 25th.
May 25th.
May 25th
so
at Hyenas in Dallas, Mockingbird Station. May 25th.
I'll tell them you came.
Yep.
You're coming.
Yes. JustinComic.com. You can find it there. Also, watch this on YouTube. We're now on YouTube. YouTube.com/TheJustinFoster. You can watch Nick in his green Mr. Funny shirt.
Mr. Funny.
Yep.
And in his act out of the Iron Man. for our show, visit us online, FosterThePodcast.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Just search Foster the Podcast. Hit the subscribe button. We're on Instagram now. We're on Twitter.
Yeah,
find us, follow
Doing
us, love
stuff.
Us. And we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.